It's now time for the postgame show on KOA Radio 104.1 FM. Here's Mike Blackwell and Jared Robinson.
Yeah, sure. Back at Texan Stadium, Mike Blackwell here along with Jared Robinson and Zach Peterson. Texans have won it tonight. 49-35 is our score. This is how it went down. The Texans were able to take the lead first in the first quarter. Navarro started the scoring out when Ty Law scored on a 6-yard touchdown run. Efren Alfaro added the extra point, and with 5:30 left to play in the first quarter, our score was at that point was Navarro 7 and Wimberly nothing. Wimberly then got back on the board and tied the game when Gavin Martinez scored on a 24-yard touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks. The extra point failed, and Wimberly, with 3:10 left to play in the first quarter, trailed Navarro by a score of 7-6. Wyatt Mann then scored on a 55-yard touchdown pass from Weeks, and Mitchell then caught the two-point conversion with 1:27 left to play in the first quarter. Wimberly led at that point by a score of 14-7, and that is where we stood after the first quarter. Navarro cut that lead and tied the score when Law scored his second touchdown of the night on a 3-yard run. Alfaro's extra point with 2:25 left to play in the second quarter tied the score at 14. And then the Texans took the halftime lead with 47 seconds left to play. This was a big score. It was Cade Stover on a 23-yard touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks. Stover with 3 touchdowns here tonight on pass catches from JoJo Weeks. The extra point attempt failed, and with 47 seconds left to play in the second quarter, Wimberly led at that point by a score of 20-14, and that was the score after the first half. Stover then found himself back in the end zone in the third quarter. 23-yard touchdown pass again from Weeks. The extra point failed, and with 10:56 left to play in the third, Wimberly led at that point by a score of 26-14. Back came Navarro, though. Law scores his third touchdown of the night on a 4-yard pass from Eveld. Alfaro's extra point with 4:59 left to play in the third gave Wimberly a 26-21 lead. And then cut the Wimberly lead to 26-21. Wimberly then scored again. Caden Kowalski, a 13-yard touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks, touchdown reception, I should say. And Kowalski with a 2-point conversion pass from Weeks as well. And with 3:03 left to play in the third, it was Wimberly 34 and Navarro 21. Navarro then scores again. And guess who? It was Ty Law, his 4th touchdown of the night, this time on a 6-yard run. Alfaro's extra point came with 8:29 left to play in the fourth quarter. And we had a football game. Wimberly led it at that point by 6 points, a precarious 6 points. 34-28, but the Texans were able to score again quickly. Carruthers on a 14-yard run, and it was Martinez on the 2-point conversion catch. 5:15 left to play in the ballgame. Wimberly led it at that point 42-28. Once again, Navarro comes back, and Evel, the last year's most valuable player in the district, he scores on an electrifying 53-yard touchdown run, kind of a stunning run. He just hit the sideline. He was gone. Alfaro with the extra point. 4:04 remaining in the ballgame. Wimberly, again, had a lead that was cut to 42-35, and then Wimberly put it out of reach when Cade Stover scored another touchdown. Another touchdown from JoJo Weeks on that pass with 2:12 left to play. Wimberly led at that point 49-35. I think I pulled a hamstring given the scoring summary there, Jared Robinson. But we said it before the ballgame started, and it's certainly true. The winner tonight, a likely district champion, although you can't discount Hondo because they're 2-0 now too. But more than likely, Wimberly would win the district championship. Big game here tonight. The seniors had never beaten Navarro. They do so tonight. What are your general impressions of this game here?
Well, I'm going to shock you right immediately, straight out of the bat.
Great.
Hondo loses to Llano.
How about that? Llano came back and beat Hondo.
Comeback 30-24, final in Hondo. So that changes up a little bit of the grand scheme. But needless to say, the Texans handle business here tonight.
And clinch at least a co-championship.
That's right. And they handle it in grand fashion on a huge performance by JoJo Weeks. 343 yards, 6 touchdowns, added 93 yards on the ground and a touchdown by Moss Carruthers. And again, some defense of the one stop is all that the defense needed. And when you're playing a rivalry like Navarro that you knew was going to come in and going to run the ball, anything that you could do to come in and stop them, you knew that was going to be a bonus. It took one tonight, and Wimberly kind of blows away with the win there at the end and the big interception by Cade Stover to really seal the victory right there.
And they got the stop, and then they got the interception, which is theoretically a stop, too, late in the game to do so. And I'm watching some of the parents and the players are still out here on the field lingering. The last time a lot of these players will play on this field tonight. It's always a special night on senior night, and they certainly have a lot of seniors. Kent Kenyon, Robbie Reyes is a senior, Gavin Martinez, Hunter Benoli, Cade Stover, JoJo Weeks, Terrence Ramsey, a senior, Wyatt Mann, a senior, Damian Haywood, Seth Hooper, James Onion, Matt Mitchell, Jimmy McFarland, Thomas Carruthers, Moss Carruthers, Kevin Rutherford, Trent Shelley, Brady Corbett, Jared Pitcher, Gino Albini, Daniel Gafford, Braden Dunn, Ian Burnett, and Caden Kowalski. All those guys, hopefully I got them all, the seniors, one last time at Texan Stadium on the field, and it was certainly a memorable one. And Jared, good work again. We got next week off, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Good job. Appreciate your work here tonight. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a big game, big win for the Texans. And like I said, got Hondo coming up in 2 weeks, a bye week for the Texans next week. So we won't be on the air Friday night. I got to tell you, I don't quite know what I'm going to do myself.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to come over to your house, and
yeah.
And me and Zach are going to come over to your house, and you and your wife are going to cook us up a nice meal. We'll play with a little girl and stuff and keep her occupied for you. I want to spend my Friday night with you, Jared.
I probably ought to take my wife out to eat for allowing me the opportunity to come
this.
Out here and call these
that's
games.
Right.
She probably needs a saltgrass steak or something, but maybe her phone went dead and she's not listening. I'd get away with that one.
Well, game number 9 is in the books. The Wimberly Texans have ended a 4-game losing streak to Navarro tonight, beating the Panthers by a score of 49-35. Wimberly moves to 8-1 on the season, 3-0 in district play, and they have clinched with the Hondo loss at least a co-championship in district play this year. Navarro falls to 7-1 and 1-1 in district. Again, Navarro and Hondo will play next week while Wimberly has the Friday night off. Our game tonight brought to you by our title sponsor, Seton Medical Center. Hayes, also brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberly, Austin Community College, Ball Brothers Paint and Drywall, REMAX agent A.J. Harwood, Onion Creek Volkswagen, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs and Wimberly, Springwater, Charles Schwab agent Ryan Carpenter in Dripping Springs, 5-star ER, Stevens and Malone, Chang's Hapkido Academy, and by State Farm agent Byron Eccles in Wimberly. Texans will now enter their bye week and will be back 2 weeks from tonight. Again, a reminder to finish their season at Hondo. Airtime for that ball game will be 7:15 with kickoff at the normal time of 7:30. Thanks again to Jared Robinson and to Zach Peterson for all their work tonight. Again, our final from Wimberly is Texans 49 and Navarro 35. I'm Mike Blackwell, and you have been listening to a presentation of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Good night, friends.
Thanks for listening to Wimberly Texan Football on KOWO Radio 104.1 FM and streaming online at wimberlyradio.org and the Sun Radio app. This has been a presentation of the Sun Radio Sports Network.